Hey there, welcome to Life Noggin. Today we're back with another common expressions video because you all thought the last one was the bee's knees. But what the heck does that even mean? And also, do bees have knees? Well, yes they do. And the pollen that they carry on their legs might be why the bee's knees is slang for excellence. However, that wasn't always the case. It used to be a nonsense phrase that people would try to trick their friends into saying when asking for items in the store. But in the 1920s, flappers repurposed the term along with other animalistic phrases like the cat's whiskers. Speaking of cats, why does letting one out of the bag mean you're revealing a secret? Well, you can thank devious medieval salesmen for this one. If you were alive in the Middle Ages and wanted to buy a pig at a market, that pig would be put in a bag and given to you to take home. But don't be too trusting. Some salesmen may give you a cat in their bag instead. And while you're at it, break a leg. Before a big performance, you're probably incredibly nervous, but if someone wished you good luck, it's thought that evil spirits would make you do poorly. So people said break a leg instead to discourage the evil away. Those theater people sure are spooky. Talented, but spooky. On a lighter note, have I ever told you that you were the apple of my eye? Back in the day, we thought that the pupil of someone's eye was a solid object and called it an apple because, you know, apples are also round like a pupil. And since eyes are pretty precious organs, calling someone the apple of your eye meant that they were very important to you. How sweet. So what are some other common expressions that you want us to explain? We're glad you were liking these because we do too. Make sure you come back every Monday for a brand new video. And if you want even more Life Noggin, check out this video we did on what happens when we starve. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. As always, I'm Blocko. This has been Life Noggin. Don't forget to keep on thinking.